And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina is a deeply purple state in which statewide elections between Republicans and Democrats tend to be very close. This narrow division should produce a general assembly that reflects this situation, that is, one in which Democrats and Republicans each control roughly half the seats. Of course, this isn't the case. Thanks to aggressive partisan gerrymandering by GOP lawmakers, the legislature has leaned heavily Republican for years and will almost certainly continue to do so after this year's election. And this fact makes the voting now getting underway more important than it probably should be. Rather than determining whether the legislature will tilt slightly one way or the other, the only question this fall is whether Republicans will win giant veto-proof supermajorities. And if this happens, there will literally be no check on how far right state policy will shift on a raft of key issues, including abortion rights, guns, education, and the environment. The bottom line, it shouldn't be this way, but gerrymandering assures that this fall's election will be one of the most important in modern North Carolina history. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.